Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now let's jump into the GAA Club Championships. Could this be the greatest competition of them all in the GAA? The club finals will be in Croker on the 17th to 18th of January that weekend. The hurling semi-finals are taking place this weekend, and the contenders are a mix of old kings and rising juggernauts across the codes. Clubs chasing restoration. You've clubs asserting their right to be up there. Taking us through the brilliant stories that we've seen through this incredible club championship in the last couple of weeks is tip man Damien Lawler, presenter of the Saturday Game and author of eight. Are you up to eight books now, Damien?
I stopped counting at this stage, Dave.
So much spare time.
This is before I joined RTÉ, basically.
Yes, exactly. It's been a storied year for the clubs.
Yeah. Every year is good, Oliver, but this year is really, really good. Yeah. Like the stories, the human interest stuff is great. My own background, I'm very, very lucky. When I grew up, I was a kid. I come from a place called Killarawan. My club won the All-Ireland Senior Club title, Killarawan McDonagh's, in 86. A day of all days, your heroes right in front of you. I think I found a £20 note in the hotel lobby that day as well. I probably should have bought a deposit or put on a deposit in a semi-D in Drumcondra on the way home. But I've grown up in a club environment and climate, and luckily enough now to be presenting the games for RTÉ every weekend. And the stories are phenomenal. And I think just to give a bit of context to your listeners, at the moment the GAA is facing, it, like the country, I suppose, a huge shift in that one in three people live in Dublin or within an hour of Dublin, and yet only 12% of GAA clubs are based in the capital or in that that zone outside it. So 78% of GAA clubs are rural, but they're in areas of declining population.
Right.
So you have a huge push towards the eastern seaboard, and yet you don't have enough GAA clubs in the big areas to contain the massive amount of people who want to join.
Multiple teams, don't they?
Then around the country, you're struggling for numbers in some places. But this year, we've seen an absolute explosion of rural clubs, and then you know your traditional super clubs in Dublin as well, for want of a better description. And
these are clubs with no towns attached to them, barely a village.
Well, you look at Dingle, for example, Danganycúis, and first county title in 77 years. First Munster title, late drama, come from the death behind. But behind the scenes then, like, they are, in certain cases, struggling for numbers underage. Hard for young people to buy houses there with all the holiday homes. So they have their own struggles. But my God, the resilience and the defiance that the team showed.
This was Munster final against
St Finbarr's.
A big club.
They didn't really lead the whole way through against a huge club, traditional powerhouse of the GAA. So it's stories like that.
What happens at the end, tell us? So they're a point behind.
Yeah,
they?
Well, they are behind in most of the game through, and you know, you've got people like Paul Geaney, his cousin's dad Dylan, you've got Connor, and then suddenly there's a free award, there's descent shown, the ball has moved up 50 metres, there's a two-pointer going over the bar, and all hell breaks loose, and suddenly St Finbarr's are very gracious about it, but Dingle are Munster champions, Danganycúis are champions of Munster, and I mean, they'll stop celebrating at some stage, I'm sure. But they had a wedding last weekend as well, so I'd say it continued on.
Here's the Sketamini unfolding, T.G. Cahar.
Shahans. Kinisamul Marvi Dillon, Gomor Ishtigla Shenthan Ona, Agus Brutia, but ah, my Yinin Shen Vart, Begum Poor Egadangan, Agus Avunika, Avunika, Tatangan, Yehosh.
Indeed, I mean, unbelievable drama.
They are playing who next?
Well, so Dingle have a huge one now. They play Ballyboden St. Enda's, a club with 4,000 members.
Yeah.
A club that, you know, beat Athy in the Leinster final recently. Their homegrown players really, really stood up. Ross McGarry, the Basquels, people like that. But they do have two or three outside players as well. You know, Keane Darcy from Galway is there. Peter Healy's been there, but he's an interim player. But he's in the club 10 years. It's part of the furniture for him. And Ryan Baines from Mayo is there, but he's made a home for himself as well. These are the realities of life. But as their manager afterwards said, he rejected a super club
the Ballyboden.
He said we're a super community. The GAA is our identity in a massive, massive city. Huge amount of work going on, but there is a huge clash coming now.
The Dublin clubs have dominated the Leinster Club Championship.
10 out of 12.
Yeah,
and like it's incredible, really. You have Kilmacoke Crokes, you have Nafina, you have Coola, you have Ballyboden, St. Enda's, just to name a few. There's powerhouses coming everywhere, Oliver. But at the same time, you are probably as a neutral crying out for a team outside of Dublin to get on top of Leinster. Oh, but they've come close, but they haven't got over the line. But there's no shortage of work goes into these clubs in Dublin, despite the criticism. But,
and the match is going to be in Cork, I think, isn't the semi-final between Danganycoosh and Ballyboden.
That's going to be
in the first weekend.
First weekend of January.
You think all of these stories have been driven by the new rules in football, but hurling comes along.
It does, and it, like you see, great, great history with St. Martin's, for example, playing Ballyhale Shamrocks.
There's a rural parish outside of Wexford town.
Absolutely. And I think in recent years they've been going quite well in Wexford, but they'd never reached a Leinster final before. So they beat Naas, got into the Leinster final. They faced the Ballyhale Shamrocks team, managed by the King, Henry Shefflin. Yeah.
They've won it a rake of times.
Yeah, I think, have they won it 12 in total? 12 Leinsters anyway, for sure. And then they're top of the tree in terms of the national honours as well. But came down to it, you had great stories there as well. Barry O'Connor came back from the AFL, played with GWS Giants and Sydney Swans out there. You had Jack O'Connor, who got married to Tommy Walsh's sister.
The Kilkenny Grace.
She's an unbelievable camogie player herself. And then you had Rory O'Connor, an absolute stalwart. And, you know, they're all sons of John and George, the Wexford legends of 96. And they looked like they were going to beat Ballyhale. Ballyhale came back with a late goal. And then in the dying seconds, a ball broke to a young sub, Ben Stafford. He didn't have more than 2 seconds to hit the ball. I think it might have shaved the crossbar on the way over, but it dropped over and St. Martin's were champions of Leinster for the first time. And the raw emotion, we were covering that game for RT2, Oliver, the raw emotion that greeted that win just reminded you that you were in the right job and in the right place.
Ben Stafford with 21, number 21.
With number 21, it's coming on all year and doing a good job, but he'll dine out in this for life if he so chooses.
Ball is bubbling all over the place. St. Martin's have it once more. Head down, pass to try and get through, trying to get a free. No free given. The ball bounces out to the wing forward. That's dropping off the post and over the bar. Oh my God! What a point! What a score in the dying seconds! Is it possible that St. Martin's, with the help of the post and a wonderful score by Ben Stafford, could actually win the Leinster Club title for the first time? Ben Stafford, number 21. It'll be shown over and over again if that is the winner.
And it was. That's Marty. Jack O'Connor of the St. Martin's, he got married the next...
He got married to Grace Walsh then from Tullerone in Kilkenny, and that was, I think, was it the following Friday?
Yeah.
And now this weekend they play Ballygunner in Semple Stadium. Like, I mean, you're a few days out from Christmas, but potentially the best hurling game of the year awaits. And Ballygunner are quietly going about their business, like 13 years of dominance in Waterford. They'll have designs that, you know... Nobody really criticising Ballygunner, but they have themselves convinced that they have a chip on their shoulder. St. Martin's are the hardest working team I've seen this year. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens in Turles. The pitch down there is like a carpet, by the way, so it's going to be great, despite the time of the year, to see what happens there.
Yeah, your tip man comes out of you all the time, doesn't
No, it is, in fairness. The viewers will see it themselves.
We'll head to Scotstown now. This is in football. Scotstown, famously 24 times the Monaghan champions. They made it to the Ulster Club Final. Hadn't been there since 1989. What happened?
Yeah, drama again. Like, they've been battling hard to get over the line in recent years, and finally, they've had turmoil and they've had upset on big days and semi-finals. They've been brought to replays, but this time around, they've had to come from behind nearly every game in Ulster this year. But they got to the final, and late on, really, I suppose, Rory Began had a day of days, Oliver. He got 11 points, I think. And I'll tell you just a bit of a story about Rory in a second, but back in 1989 in the Ulster final, his dad, Ben, won man of the match. And Rory, with a heap of two-pointers and a heap of free kicks, landed a similar accolade this time around as Scotstown finally got over the line. You're talking about stalwarts here, the Hughes brothers, Conor McCarthy, Jack McCarron. You know yourself, these guys inside out.
Controversially.
His dad was a native of there as well. So, and again, that's what the demographics committee are looking at in GAA. They're trying to keep rural GAA alive. So they're looking at proposals whereby if you're living in an urban area and your family belongs in a different area, that you might be able to explore that native connection.
These are the moves they should be allowed to do.
Yeah, so basically they won't want players joining a leading club in Dublin anymore. These are going to be recommendations coming through. Also, they're going to explore the possibility that you can play with your club in a city environment, but also your club back home in some shape or form. And then they're going to look at the possibility of a link from where you live to allow you to go back and play with your family's club. So it's all, I suppose, a move to redress that push towards the Eastern Seaboard to keep, because rural GAA is the heartbeat of the association as well.
It is, yeah. Amazing match by Scotstown. They've been taken to extra time in the county final with their own crowd in the Skene Grattans.
Yeah.
Newbridge in the Ulster semi-final, and that was, I think that ended in penalties, isn't
yeah,
that
it
one?
Yeah, it did, yeah. And
then this was Kilcoo in the Ulster final. Rory Began, who I don't think was aware until afterwards that his father was also man of the match in an Ulster final in 1989. What an amazing, you'll hear the emotion.
We're finally champions, eh? Fourth time we're asking for this group, but oh my God. That's just, I don't know, I can't put it into words, eh? We have strived as a group for this last, since we first entered into this competition in 13. We've had a lot of heartbreak. These boys just keep coming back and back. It was a harsh winter we had after the Kilcoo game. Questions were asked of each other, questions were asked of management. We were all in the same boat rowing this year, and this is the reward for it. I hope we can go one step further than they did now and after Christmas, but we'll not worry about that. We'll worry about the next couple of days.
Rory Began has had an unbelievable 2025.
Yeah, unbelievable. And I mean, 2 years ago, I went out with a news crew to interview him in Abbottstown.
Yeah.
He was trialling with Mark Jackson from Wicklow and Charlie Smith from Down, and with Tadhg Leader and Leader Kicking to see could they get an NFL combine. And as we know now, Oliver, Charlie Smith has struck gold through sheer work rate and talent, and Mark Jackson and Rory Began were extremely unlucky not to get picked up, because I watched them kick, I watched them trial faultless, and I believe Rory's trial in America, I don't think he missed a kick or two.
He's incredible.
Incredible. So obviously maybe...
And he's a giant of a man.
Giant of a man.
Perfect for the hold.
To get back to playing Gaelic football after, I suppose, pushing yourself so hard.
Yeah.
Well, I've no doubts about his ability, obviously. But you have to credit, you see the passion coming out of him there. And I suppose he's really, really lucky. He has a club like Scotstown and a county like Monaghan to come back and perform in, because to me, he's just a radar kicker. Unbelievable.
I nearly feel sorry for the GAA people who organise their weddings for this time of the year, thinking there'd be nothing going on.
Yeah.
Another wedding in this one.
Another wedding.
So two the brothers, Shane and Jason Carey. Their sister was getting married on the day, so the whole family are watching.
They watched it from, and I think they were name checked afterwards by the likes of Rory. I think the wedding dinner might have been halted.
Well, totally was.
Yeah, it was either going to be that now or Troy Paris.
She was getting married to Ryan McInnesby, who's very familiar.
A Monaghan player, steeped in GAA history, that family as well.
Absolutely.
So yeah. I think there's weddings, you know, even look at the Basquels as well. The weddings have been put to this time of year in the hope of a great club run.
Yeah.
But you need a lot of understanding stakeholders, shall we say, in the general gist of it. But a lot of these weddings have been interrupted by live footage now, you know.
So Scotstown through to an All-Ireland semi-final in the plane. Yes. St. Bridget's of Roscommon.
Yeah,
the Rossies and Monaghan.
And St. Bridget's are quietly, if you look at Ballygunner, Loughrea, St. Bridget's, they're quietly going about their business. They haven't really commandeered the headlines, but Bridget's have inter-county stock all over. They have a fantastic manager in Anthony Cunningham. Senan Kilbride is in at full forward. He was in Dubai 6 or 7 years ago, and he came home recently, played Masters football, played junior football, and then suddenly got elevated into the county final team, got in for the replay, and they're using all his craft up there as well.
In Camogie, loads of drama here as well. And one of the great things about the club championships is that you can kind of go on and on, can't you, for years. And one woman proved this.
Are you talking about Trey's Dunhill?
Yes,
we'd know better as Trey's Maher before she got married. But the sight of Trey's, she won't mind me saying so, she's 44 years of age. She's a mum of three. An unbelievable player all her life. And the sight of her racing clear of three St. Finbar defenders in the last minute. The speed, unbelievable skill.
And she hadn't played for years into county
at
level.
At the highest level. No, nearly 12 years, I think, since she won the All-Ireland medal that she deserved and craved. And they forged, they were 6 points down, all, were they 4 points down with 6 minutes left, or even 6 points down with minutes left, and they forged an unlikely equaliser in the last minute. Trays would have been paramount to setting that up. And they now meet Athenry again, who had Alwyn Rabbit playing with a cruciate ligament injury in the middle of the field. She's postponing surgery until the championship is over to get the operation. But they now meet again in Thurles on January the 3rd. And I think that'll be another cracker as well.
And there's an incredible story about Kilkenny, Clonmore and the Galway. This is the women's football.
Yeah, 53 games unbeaten. The last game they
53.
Lost was 2019 against Mourne Abbey. They've 5 All-Ireland titles in a row. They have 8 Connacht titles in a row, 13 Galway titles in a row. And yet, they're still not the most successful ladies football club team of all time. That goes down to Ballymacarbery and Mick Ryan's team. They went on a 7 in a row run.
That's a wild record, though. Was it 53 matches?
Yeah, it was incredible. But like, it'll take, and you know, they were pushed very, very hard by the Antrim champions as well. In fairness, they St. Hergrath's, they really, really give them lots of it. But they're just a powerful unit. They know how to win. Star players everywhere, and I think they come at you now with an aura. And it's hard to get through that.
It's incredible. We're looking forward to it. There's going to be the Hurling All-Ireland semi-finals
this
in the club this weekend, and the football will be the first weekend.
1st January, the 3rd January, 4th, yeah.
And so then 2 weeks later, it'll be the blockbuster weekend.
Yeah. And there's nothing like it. I mean, as I say, most of the money the GAA raises goes back to clubs at some stage. 99% of people play at inter-county level are club members anyway. It's where it's all at, really.
Yeah. Well, all the coverage is on RTÉ Radio 1 here as well, and TG Cahir as well, and on the RTÉ platforms. So, Béarbúa to all the clubs involved. Damien Lawler, thanks a million.
Yeah, Nollag Honnadich.